I got money, it's just paying, you know. Well, that's what I done. Yeah, I give $5,000 for this little old place here, and I guess I could get twice that much now. But every time I made a deal, I've lost money. I bought a 100 acres of land in southeast Missouri. Give $85 an acre for it. Went up there and made two crops. Health got bad and I got a little scared. I sold it for 90, and that's all I got out of that farm was what I made on it and two crops. Of course, I got the two crops free.
Right.
I made one good one. Yeah, boy, when cotton was a good price, made a little money.
Do you grow very much of that around here anymore?
No, there ain't none around here that I know of.
Is that right?
No, so the last two old boys that raised cotton was between here and home, old home place. And they just got ailing and just passed away. When they raised little, and they could raise cotton too, they dusted it and everything. They'd raise good cotton. And when the insects just, they handled them some way. The old Bowie was the one put us out of business here. Yeah.
Same thing in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, I raised cotton up in Missouri, and long in the last part of the square coming on, you'd find them. Wasn't very many, wasn't up here. But they was up there. But they never could get a hold, and I don't know the reason, without it was too cold and nasty. They can't stand nasty stuff. Bowie can't. You put him in mud and you hit him. But you put him under something dry in a bark, under some bark or on a tree or something, he lives. Can't kill him. Just old spray won't hardly kill him. They sure tough. But dust will get them up here. That's what they use. It was some kind of dust. I don't know what it was.
Can you tell me about some of the work that you did when you raised cotton?
Huh?
Can you tell me about some of the work that you did when you raised cotton?
Well, work. Well, if you got to your cotton just right, there wasn't much work in it. But if you didn't get to it very much, there was a little work in it. If you let it got a little grass here or something like that, you had to hoe it. Otherwise, I used to, whenever I was 18, 20 years old, I could hoe 2 acres of cotton a day. Just walk right along. They wasn't too many hands could hold 2 acres of cotton. But otherwise, if you got to your cotton just right, I counted myself one of as good a plow hands as a cultivator as I could see. And old man, when I was a boy, just plowing when I was a boy, they'd brag on me plowing.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they say that was the best plow boy that they know of. Well, I did try to learn how to plow, and I did learn how to plow. Of course, I went from the cultivator, went from the double shovel to the cultivator, and the old riding cultivator and the riding sulky plow, that's a turning plow. And I had one of the best one of them that I ever did see.